Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast, and I want to welcome you all from Iraq, Algeria, United Kingdom, Canada, America, and any other country I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Glory be to God. Thank God, once again, it is Friday. For those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know that means heart to heart, brotherly and the handmaidens, and I will be joining them. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, and for all of you that are listening, praise be to God. I want to say to those of you who are listening, as we await for my brother to come on to head this thing off, this is a perfect opportunity, and I'm just speaking unto you what the Lord spoke in my spirit back here a few days ago. It is a perfect opportunity. This time is a perfect opportunity for God to do a miracle in your life. Hallelujah. You know, many times we have certain things come up and we say, you know, this is the wrong time for this. And I imagine that during this time of coronavirus and people being laid off and losing jobs and having trouble getting unemployment and all that, I imagine that many of us have said it. Say, hey, man, this is just the wrong time for this. But God wants you to see that this is actually a perfect time for him to perform a miracle in your life. And it takes your faith to activate it. Oh, my God, I sense the Holy Ghost as I say it right now. The Spirit of the Lord, ever since the Lord spoke that to me a few days ago, I haven't just got a witness by the Spirit. I've gotten a strong witness. I've gotten a what I call a bone-shaking witness. You know, to me, there is a difference. The Bible tells us, the Word of God says that his Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Thank God for that. That means that when you got saved and received the Holy Ghost, there is an inward witness that comes to you by the Holy Ghost confirming things, okay? Some of them have described it as a cold chill, but it's not a cold chill, but been described as that. Some have described it like a velvet-like feeling, but anyhow, there, the Word of God let us know that the Spirit of the Lord will witness or even confirm truth to you. He's not going to witness to a lie. But there's a witness from the Lord. And this is Brother Nate calling this name. I didn't say that this name is the Bible, but I call it a bone-shaking witness. And the reason why I call it because not only is it a witness from the Lord, but it is the witness so strong that it can even shake the frame of your whole body. Now, some of you may understand what I'm talking about, and some of you may not. But I'm here to say that that type of witness in my walk with the Lord, and I've been saved now, this is going on, this will be 30 years. During that time, I can probably count maybe on one hand the number of times I ain't got that kind of witness. Maybe on one hand, if I had to go to a second, maybe one or two fingers on the second. But kind of witness, I have not experienced many times. And the difference with that witness, okay, the witness, the regular witness of the Lord assures you of truth. Don't get me wrong. Even though it assures you in your spirit, many times you still have to fight doubt in your head, okay? Now, I know many of y'all know what I'm talking about, where the Holy Ghost will witness to you in your spirit, but you have to fight these thoughts of doubt in your head. And so, therefore, I'm going to click my brother on here, right now.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom.
Praise be to God.
You know, it is written. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. This declaration is very needful today and forever. I will bless the great Jehovah at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you either align yourself with the victory that David experienced in knowing what we should do to face anything, any crisis, any difficult, and how we should face any test, and come out victory, because the Lord God has not planned any defeats for us. He has not planned any defeats or failures for us.
Amen.
But the King David said, I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh in us, Paul speaks in Ephesians 3. Now,
Amen.
These men walked the first mile, the second mile, and the last mile. And they passed through many, 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 many snares and difficulties. King David experienced in his life and put it before us as a witness and an example for us to look. And he says, the Lord Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me by the still water. He restoreth my soul. Now, he talks about he restoreth my soul, and though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of destruction, I will fear no evil. Thy rod, thy staff, to comfort me, that prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Good news.
Brother, I wanted to know, could I share this? This particular thing that had happened with me a few days ago, and
go ahead.
Actually, you and I had mentioned it back here about two or three months ago, but it happened again.
Okay.
And I was telling the people about. And I think this happened. I know it definitely was this past Sunday. I think it said, but I know it was definitely this past Sunday. Remember, brother, when we talk about, well, the Word of God tells us that His Spirit witnessed with our spirit, okay? And there's
yeah.
the witness of the Holy Ghost. But remember
mm-hmm.
we talked about there was this particular, and, brother, I call it bone-shaking witness. It ain't
mm-hmm.
it ain't the average witness. And
yeah.
see, brother, this past Sunday, you know, the Spirit of the Lord spoke in my spirit. And you know how many times, like, for example, what's going on now with the coronavirus, people having problems getting unemployment and all that, okay, bills
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
all that. And you know how many times we would say, you know, this is the wrong time for this.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord spoke in my spirit, brother. Man, hallelujah. I just even sense the Holy Ghost strong when I tell you now. He spoke in my spirit. He said, you know, this is a perfect time for me to do a miracle. Brother, when he spoke it in my spirit, Hadabos Shata. Brother, let me tell you something. I didn't just get a witness. This is what I was telling the people. I got, once again, and I told them, I've been saved, brother, for 30 years. This kind of witness, I can probably name on one hand. If I have to go to another hand, maybe one or two fingers. I've got a witness from the Lord many times, but this is what I call the bone shaking witness. I'm talking about,
all right,
and you know what I'm talking about, because you and I talked about this on the broadcast,
yeah.
I think about
yeah.
two or three months ago. It's that witness,
yes.
brother, when you get the regular witness from the Holy Ghost, it witnesses your spirit, but many times you still have to battle doubts in your thoughts. Amen?
Right.
But
right, right.
When you get that bone-shaking witness, it's like there
mm-hmm.
is no doubt in you. Glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
yeah.
hallelujah. Ain't, I mean,
yeah.
brother, I don't know how to, that's the best way I can describe it. It's like there is
yeah.
no doubt in you. The regular witness, you have to battle doubts
yeah.
in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But that bone-shaking witness, glory to God. That bone-shaking witness, brother,
yeah,
it's like ain't no doubt in you. I don't care if somebody came and showed you something physically and said this to prove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There is no doubt when that bone-shaking, and brother, I got it this past Sunday. When the Lord spoke to me, he said, you know what? He said, this is a perfect time for me to do a miracle. Brother, when he spoke that
yeah.
in my spirit, and here I am talking to this sister on the phone. The spirit of the Lord was so strong on me, brother. I mean that bone-shaking witness. Brother, I still sense it right now when I even talk about it.
Yeah.
it was so strong. Glory to God.
Yeah.
That, hey,
yeah.
It was no
yeah.
doubt, no will,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey.
Thank
glory.
You. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yeah. Now and
hey.
Then.
Glory.
Now and then,
glory to God.
We experience. Now and then,
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do we experience such a absolutely unshakable,
yes, hallelujah,
witness and revelation that moves doubt, fear, apprehension,
hallelujah,
all away. It run it out of the town. When that witness comes, it doubt run for cover, fear, unbelief, it like it leads for vacation. Hallelujah. And because it witnessed to not only to your spirit, it's spirit
hallelujah.
To your body, your emotions,
yeah,
your feelings.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Every hakashi, every part of you is experiencing a overwhelming
glory
touch
God.
From God. That says,
hallelujah,
absolutely, I want this me. This is me telling you. Absolutely. Heaven is speaking to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, G. And you know, brother, he was telling me back here some weeks ago that he had told me, mentioned to me, you know, several months ago, I want you to start working and releasing healing and miracle like I told you years ago, which I had neglected. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He said, I want you, and then he reminded me again. And then he said, this time of miracles and wonders will
hallelujah.
I do. Hallelujah.
Hey,
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Hey,
I am just going to use this to set and show the devil up.
Yes,
to
glory.
Show the devil up.
Hey,
glory,
glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he gave you the experience. He gave you all the experience, you and Sister Helen and Sister Stella, and in that agreement when that tornado passed last week and showed you how this word worked. When that thing lifted off of you, off of Durant, and went another way, he was revealing to you, oh, he is a demonstration God. He wants to manifest and demonstrate himself through this.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He wants to show up, as they said,
hallelujah,
show out and reveal himself through this sorrow and this grief. Yeah, this you got a bone shaking witness. You,
hallelujah.
You know, bone witness shaking. If somebody come and say, oh no, you just wouldn't, it wouldn't even rest. Oh, if 10 men come and said, oh no, that would not even move you. If 100 men come out, it would not even move. If the devil passed by and said no, it would not move you when you receive that. When you receive
hallelujah.
That down in the inner core of your spirit, unshakable bone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
No doubt.
Thank you, Jesus.
No doubt.
Brother, hallelujah.
No,
no
I
doubt.
Mean, no doubt. No, my God. Hallelujah. Brother, I could have slapped
hallelujah.
Myself about a turnaround and said, hey, that ain't true. I could have slapped my own
true.
Self. Brother, that witness is so strong, brother. My God. Hallelujah. I mean, my inside of me, even when I talk about it right
hallelujah.
Now, but inside, hallelujah. From the top of my head, I mean, all over inside, brother, just thinking about it. My God. Hallelujah. And in my walk with Christ, I haven't got that witness at least no more than about 5 to 7 times that I've gotten that kind of witness like that.
I know you're right.
Hallelujah.
It happens now and then. I know what you're talking about. It only happened now and then. And I remember when I received the witnesses that Elijah was, the messenger was coming, and I sought the Lord, and I sought him again, but I received a witness.
Hallelujah.
Why I have not been shaken all these years. You know why? All the terrible things that happened in this world into my life, it had held me. Brother, that's something that you get that nothing can shake you.
Hallelujah.
That's something you can get from God in heaven that the devil and the hell and all can't shake you.
Hallelujah.
You can't be shaken. You know what? A lot of people in this world have been moved out of the way. They haven't received that. Brother, they haven't received. That's why they're so easily moved. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But when you get this, the wind can blow, the storm can go, the tornado can go, and people can go,
hallelujah.
But you will not be moved. You will not be moved. We won't be moved away. Thank you,
glory.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I see the door of miracles opening, brother. I see it.
He's
finna put, hallelujah. To those of you that's listening, you're activated by your faith. Activated by your faith. You have what he has given you to activate it. Activated by your faith. Stand on your miracle. Some of y'all need a financial miracle today. Stand on your miracle today. Somebody need a healing
stand on your
miracle. Stand on your miracle.
Stand on your
miracle. Hallelujah.
Stand on your miracle.
Ask the Lord for that bone shaking witness. He'll give it to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's not a person. He'll give it to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
From the head to the toe. He'll give you that head from the head to the toe. So Kim Ray, her mother, has just called Corona 19 this afternoon. Kim Ray. So Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Kim Ray, her mother.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The true and living God. There's no one greater, Lord God. We want to take this time first to praise you and to worship you, Lord God.
And give
you all the
honor
worthy. And due. No sickness and disease is greater than thee. No one has the power more than you do, God. Your wisdom
Lord
is
Jesus.
Beyond comprehension, Lord God.
Yes,
your power
Lord
is
Jesus.
So great in manifesting. We lift up Sister Ray's mother today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Not
disease is stronger than you, God. You are the God of miracles. What is happening today doesn't change who you are. In the name of Jesus, you're the same one, Lord God, that healed in the days of Moses. You're the same one that healed when you walked this earth in the flesh. You're the same today, Lord God. Lord, we're standing on a miracle for Kim's mama right now. We're standing for a miracle today. In the name of Jesus, perform this miracle, Lord God. Let the doctor see it, Lord God. Let the family see it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, speak to them right now and let them know that you are the God of miracles.
Thank you.
That none is greater than thee, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
When logic can't figure it out, Lord God, and when reasoning don't stand a chance, Lord God, your power still is being, Lord God. Your power still rules. The devil can't defeat you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, the word says you're omnipotent, not the devil. The word says you're omnipotent, not sickness and disease. So therefore, Lord, we stand on this miracle for her today. We stand on this healing miracle for her today right now. Cause that virus to leave that body. Cause it to go right now. In the name, let your glory, Lord God, come in contact with it.
Glory.
Because it has to take off, Lord God. It can't stand in the presence where the glory of God is being seen. In the name of Jesus, let your glory touch that home, Lord God. Let your glory touch her body right now. In the name of Jesus.
Glory.
And the virus has to run, Lord God. You said resist the devil. And he will
resist
flee.
It.
In the name
and
of Jesus,
flee.
Glory to the living
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We bind the
Thank
spirit
you,
of infirmity right now. We
yes.
bind the work
yes.
of the virus right now. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, we come
yes,
against
Lord
it
Jesus.
Right now. Lord God, we
yes,
stand
Lord.
On your word, Lord God. We are in agreement
stand
with
your
word.
Spirit,
Lord God. We are in agreement
Thank
with
you,
the angels in heaven, Lord God. No one
yes.
can do it like you can. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
We speak for
Thank
her right
you.
Now.
Right
in the name
now.
Of Jesus.
We
and
feel
Lord
it
God,
in the name
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name,
we feel it.
Speak. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God,
yes,
Lord. Lord God. If
yes.
there's any open
yes,
door, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Close. Let it be closed. Let it be closed.
Move,
in the name of Jesus.
Move on, Lord God.
Yes.
To cause that door to be closed. Move on
yes.
to repent, Lord God. Move
yes,
on
Lord
to
Jesus.
Cry out unto you, Lord God. You
yes,
said if
Lord
we
Jesus.
Confess our sins, that you are faithful
yes.
and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all righteousness. Power
yes.
is in the blood. There's no greater power than your blood. Your blood was shed,
in the
Lord God. The atonement
yes,
was made
Lord.
For mankind. No
yes.
one could have done what you did in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Let her know you shed your blood for her.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Lord God, we call on you to talk to her now, God.
Yes.
Talk to her right now, Lord God.
Now,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need to hear from you right now, Lord God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. No, we believe in you for
yes.
this. We believe
yes,
in you
we
for
agree.
Real glory.
Yes, we
in
agree, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. yes.
Glory
we
to God.
We are in agreement, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you. Mm. Glory.
Mm.
Glory. Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Glory
to God. Mm. Shake her before.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Glory to
mm.
Shaker.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord Jared Yates.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Mike Greenwell and Robert Johnson.
Yes,
Norm Lyons and Larry Gosher. They need glory. 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 We intercede.
Yes,
we stand on the miracle for them.
Yes, Lord.
For their need. For thou knowest.
Their eyes to be open. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Oh,
the eyes to be open. Do it like
yes.
you did the servant of Elisha.
Yes.
When he prayed to you, Lord God, and you opened his eyes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, mm. glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Mm. Glory.
We bind the spirit
glory.
Of deception.
We bind
Hallelujah.
It.
We come against the spirit of deception right
Every
now.
Every deceiving,
we bind
lying
that
spirit.
In that devil right now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Thank
glory.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory.
Glory.
The Lord is upon me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I take my time
thank
right
you,
here
Jesus.
To pray for my brother here. Thank you, Lord, for keeping him over the highways and watching over them as you sent them out, Lord God, to give the word. Lord God, let
Thank
him
you,
see the coming forth
yes.
of the seed that you have watered,
yes.
that he had planted in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray right now.
Yes.
I come against every
Thank
demon,
you,
every devil, every hex, every witchcraft that
yes.
was sent against him in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
I bind and rebuke right now. I take the
yes.
sword of the Spirit. I cut asunder
yes.
the plan of the enemy right now in
yes.
the name of
yes.
Jesus. Lord God, I
yes,
speak
Lord
healing
Jesus.
Over his body from the top of his head to
yes.
the very sole of his feet, Lord God.
Mm.
I speak the revelations of the Lord, the visions
yes.
of God in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Lord God, open
Thank
up
you,
his
Lord.
Understanding by the scriptures that
yes.
he has taught you about, Lord God. I pray
yes,
and stand
Lord.
On this miracle in the name of Jesus, that you would
yes.
do this, Lord God, and unfold this revelation unto him in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. Yes. Yes.
Glory.
Come across it, O Lord, in the name of Shatta. Hallelujah. Sharon Townsend, Lord, bless her in hell, in the name of Jesus. Mm. Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Marilyn Bernstein, thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. In the name of
Marilyn
Jesus.
Bernstein, glory, glory,
let us sense your
glory.
Love. Let us sense your love. Let us sense your love,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
Let
yes.
us sense your
yes.
love, Lord
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes.
Let us sense
yes.
your love, Lord
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes. Jesus.
Remove any feelings of loneliness, Lord. Let us sense your love.
Glory.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
Glory
you, Lord.
To the living God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Mm.
Hey,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the missionary, God, that is going out to the other countries and those who are saying yes to your will, and you're sending them forth,
yes.
going into dangerous countries, Lord God,
yes.
where the demon spirits have been ruling, going
yes.
and believing in the
yes.
faith on the word of God, going by
yes.
the leading
China.
Of the Holy Ghost. We pray for them, Lord God, in the
Ukraine,
name of Jesus.
Yes.
We call on
yes,
the angels
Lord.
Of deliverance right now. Send
yes.
them, Lord
North
God,
Korea,
in
yes.
situations, Lord God, where the
Syria.
Demons are trying to take over. Father, let your
Turkey,
word,
Lord.
Your gospel, just carry it and just shine throughout their
yes.
being in
Philippine.
The name of Jesus. We call out these places,
yes.
China and
yes.
the Philippines,
yes.
India, Lord God, in the name
Egypt.
Of Jesus, we call on the
Indonesia.
Miracle working power of God
yes.
in these countries.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Let your miracle be seen,
Egypt.
Your healing miracles, your deliverance
Saudi
miracles,
Arabia.
In the name of
Iraq,
Jesus,
Iran.
Let your miracles be seen right now in
yes,
Jesus',
Lord Jesus.
Name. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Read of a
glory.
Glory.
Mm. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Australia, Lord. Intercede.
We bind the spirit of Leviathan that is working
yes.
in the government right now. We know the whole
yes.
shadow of our shame.
Bind the spirit of
we
Leviathan
bind that
strong
spirit
man.
That's coming
yes.
up with the laws that's contrary to your word. We bind that
yes.
spirit right now.
We bind it and counsel his works.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
We plead the word and
the
sword of the spirit. Release
the
war angels
the
in the
right
name
now.
Of let the angels of war rise against them. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So,
Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Now
you
bless my two sons, O Lord. Bless
hallelujah.
Gregory Clark. Open his eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Open his eyes and shake, Lord.
Open his eyes,
in
Lord.
The, glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah,
Anita Crockett. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Show your hand. Show
Sundaka.
Yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. Show yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Show yourself.
Hallelujah.
Show
Lord, we praise
you.
Praise, yes, Lord. Jerome Bruce,
right.
Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Glory, yes,
glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Mm, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now Father, we receive these victories. We receive these victories. We receive these victories with thanksgiving.
In the name of Jesus.
We receive these victories with joy and thanksgiving.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes, Lord.
Receive
we
because
receive.
We have believed, and with joy and thanksgiving we honor you and
Lord.
Bless your wonderful name. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother, I was trying to see a black cloud trying to close the White House and them in
yes.
their ear. But
mm-hmm.
that cloud,
mm-hmm.
in the Boshata.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. But we rebuke that cloud over the president's
Glory.
Mind, that
right
darkness of cloud that's Ikoboshi and over
leave
our
right
government
now.
That's trying to
leave
affect
right
us
now.
For evil. We release
in the
sword.
No,
the
sword
living
right
sword of God in his behalf, in his cabinet, and in that room in that White House. But the Lord
yes,
God, our deliverer, and high,
yes,
high priest and redeemer,
hallelujah.
We speak, my God, for deliverance
yes,
over
Lord.
His mind, our
yes,
covenant,
Lord,
deliverance over his
right
mind
now.
And his thinking and his deliverance. In the name of
we
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right
let the blood of Jesus, the angel of deliverance, be in that White House. Let the angel
yes,
of war be in that White House and reach the sword.
Right now.
In the name.
In the name
and
of
let
Jesus.
The shield and buckle of the Lord reverse
yes, Lord.
The oppression sin against in our government
yes,
and our heads in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
hallelujah. So I form a great storm out of the northeast that's coming. is coming with fury because America must bow. They must bow. Even this pandemic fear has not caused them to bow. They want to be healed. They want to live, but they haven't decided to bow and submit to him. They want things to go back to the same, and the Lord don't want them to go back to the same. Hallelujah. They want the lie just go back and be like it was before. You want America to go back and be like the Lord don't want America to go back like it was before. He don't want the people that in this home blunt to go back to things before. He wants a transformation, a miracle, a transformation to the home and the children and the government and the way America. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Not the same, but a transformation, a miracle, a transformation to the mind and the things of Christ. Not the same. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you. Lord, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. We love you. Oh, how we love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Teach us to say yes to your will, Lord. Teach us to say yes to your perfect will. Amen. Now, Lord, as we end this, we ask you to send the signet one to disperse confusion.
Hallelujah.
Send the signet one to arise and let him disperse confusion. Let him bring a earth-shaking, bone-shaking, miraculous deliverance to your people.
Yes.
And a conviction, a convincing that all will know and all will have this assurance the Lord God has spoken. Send your signet one. Send your signet one that you promised. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And when he comes, there will be no doubt in most minds, in many minds, that he has come by the direction and from the presence of our God, the signet one rising in dispersion confusion with bone-shaking, convincing assurance the Lord God has spoken. Let the signet one arise, Lord. Let assurance be to the hearts of your people. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're grateful. We're grateful.
Yes, Lord.
I have been kept getting this for some weeks. I haven't said too much about it. But this year, beginning is supposed to be, it's been saying off and on to me, and I've been kind of like, well, you know. This is the beginning of the supernatural wonders and miracles that he is going to bring about that's going to confound the whole world. That he, the Lord Jesus, is about to release. And he wants us to tap in. And he wants us to tap in and believe this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to submit to this. And to know that he wants to release these supernatural wonders, miracles, and signs. But if he can only get a few people to believe.
Hallelujah.
And if you only get a few to believe.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Needs,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. 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 Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he could just get their minds away from contentions,
Yes, Lord.
If we could just get our minds away from contentions and blaming and condemning, and if we get our minds away from bitterness,
yes,
and anger and contention, if we could just get our mind away from this pride, he will show his mighty hand. But he got to break us. He got to humble us and get us away from our pride, contentions, and selfish blaming so he can break through, because he wants to break through. This is the breakthrough, mighty breakthrough hour beginning. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. I want to be a part of it, Lord.
Yes.
I won't be partakers of it, Lord.
Jeez.
I'm not going to be religious. I'm not going to let churchism, traditionism, and manism get in my way. I want what you want, Lord. I want to be a part of you. Whether it's inside the church or outside churches, I want to be found in alignment with what you're doing this hour. I don't want to miss this hour. I don't want to miss this hour, Lord, what you're about to do. I don't want to miss this season. I don't want it to pass my life. Hallelujah. I want to be in season with you.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want to be sleep and slumbering at this hour.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss
Hallelujah. This
hour. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we love the Lord because he first loved us. We didn't know how to love him like we ought to, but his love came to us. And he showed us
Hallelujah. The
love of the Father, the love of the Father. We loved him with the little love of knowledge we knew, but the love of the Father that he gave, and he come with the Holy Ghost to give us understanding and a revelation of his love in us. So, hallelujah. He was telling me, he says, you know, the saints don't love like they used to love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's void, and he said it's void among many believers.
Yeah.
But when the real move pride, selfishness, and arrogant and pride and contention, you're going to begin to see the real pure love of God begin to flow like a river, like a river. He said religion and self-righteousness and pride and contention has stopped it. And unforgiveness has blocked a lot of the love of God from being manifest. That's why the world has not seen Jesus in his fullness.
Right.
They have not seen the Lord Jesus in his fullness. And because his people has got distracted with fighting in the flesh and warring in the flesh. Until they stop warring in the flesh and warring after the flesh, with pride and contentions and self-righteousness, they'll not see the hand. And so he's want to humble us to rid ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, and to sanctify ourselves through the word of God, that he began to show this pure love through the saints to the world, the pure love of Christ. They've seen parts of it, sprinklings of it, but he wants this love of God flow like a river, unmistakably convincing that the world will know beyond a shadow, these are the people of the living God.
Yeah.
And hallelujah. He says, and it's not being manifested in the what we call the traditional churches. They are talking about it, but not manifesting it. They talk about it, but they haven't submitted themselves so it can be manifested. They're talking a lot about it, but they haven't willing to submit themselves that it can be manifested. Well, glory. Lord, I want it. I want all the stopped up valves to be removed, pride, selfishness, arrogance, and inner bitterness, contention, rebellion, remove it. Fall from my life. Take it away. Cleanse it away, deliver me, break every curse, every yoke, every rebellion, every transgression. Let it be removed, let it be washed, let it be rooted out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I say yes to you. To you, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the nations of the earth and mankind is looking for, first of all, the witness of this great love. They're waiting to see the manifestation, first of all, this great love. Oh, my God. I'm talking about the love of God. I'm not talking about religious love, brother. Yeah, I'm not talking about the religious love. You know, religious love only stops at your congregation, at your
right.
denomination.
Right.
I'm not talking about that kind of love. I'm not talking about that love, well, what I call a denominational love. I love them, you know, with that
yeah.
kind of a love that only in my group. I'm not talking about the kind of love that only love my color and my class. I'm not talking about kind of love. We're divided into class, in race, in culture. We're divided by religious color, political color, racial culture, and classes. But the Lord's going to send a revival that's going to break that down, brother. He's about to make them.
Yeah.
Shataka.
Hallelujah.
Shata. Glory,
yes,
glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. He want a love, a grace, and a love of Jesus that those little signs on the church, I'm the church of this, I'm the church of this, and I'm the church of this. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. That's going to fade away. Hallelujah. It's going to be all in all Christ. All in all Jesus Christ as Lord.
Yes, Lord.
All in all and through you all. That's what he want to see. He want to
yes,
see the
Lord.
Blood. He want to see that love and that grace, not some little signs that separate you. We're the church of this, the church of this, and the church of this, and the church of that.
Yeah.
And where this is why many people can't go outside of their church denomination. They've been told we are the only one, so don't go out. So love that they have can't go out of their boundary of their denominations.
Right.
And many of them can't, and that's why you don't see that love flowing out. Because it's a sorry denomination love. Well, I love
Amen.
My own members and my own group and my own little class and hallelujah. But Jesus is going to do something greater than that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Well, it's a blessed day, brother.
Amen.
It's a wonderful day. And it's a miraculous day because the Lord is about to do what you say. This is the
hallelujah.
Perfect time. A perfect season for him to manifest his miracle. You know, did you know the angel messenger told us that we didn't act on it in message 89 and 9? You know what he said? You got that? He told us, Jesus, and you know, we missed it. We missed that season. We missed that time. See, when God speaks in his season, in his time, and you miss that time, you miss it. What he's doing.
Yeah.
You have to move with the time and the season that the Lord speaks in. You can't just say, I'm wait. I'm waiting on the messenger. I'm waiting this. I'm waiting on this. See, this is the thing we've been doing. We've been waiting.
Yeah.
And we have forgotten that the Lord is waiting on you to submit and say yes.
Yeah.
And call a solemn assembly. And he keep bringing this over and over to me, Brother Nate. Over and over. I have commanded.
Yeah.
I've commanded and I'll command it. And then he said, I plead, but they will not and they have not. Call this solemn assembly that I have commanded.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have commanded, I've asked, and I've invited, but they will not bow. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what pride says? Oh, we already had our solemn assembly. Then why has not the big change came?
Hallelujah.
Why has not the great victory came if you have called it? Why has not the forefront of the grace that speaks to the world has not been manifested if you have called?
Yeah.
It hasn't been done. Lord, forgive me for my rebellion, my transgression, and forgive my brothers and their sisters corporately for their rebellion and their pride. But this is not that church. This is not just their word. This is your work, Lord. And we are the workmanship of your hand. And it's not so much ours. We are co-labor, but it's your works. Then this is your kingdom, and this is your people, and you are our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, great is our God and great to be praised. We're thankful to be online today, brother, and you're still here. We're here. And there's two storms that try to take y'all down. Y'all had two storms come down to Durant, Mississippi, down the line in the last 3 years to try to take y'all away. I call it trying to take y'all away in the rapture. Hallelujah. Try to take y'all away in the rapture, even though I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't care if you don't like it. I'm going to praise him anyway.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is the Lord that died for me and suffered for me. Man didn't do it. Brother, it's the Lord Jesus that sustained me to this day. Man did not do this.
Right.
So I can't fear man. I can give respect to whom respect and honor to whom honor is due, but I can't fear man.
Yeah.
If I fear man, I can't finish my mission.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. If I fear man, brother, I can't lift my hand and praise my God, okay? If I fear man, I can't release a miracle. If I fear man, if Jesus said took some mud and put in the eyes of put some mud in that person, I can't do that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If I fear man, I can't fully obey the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember I got this prophecy once. I told you about it. And I'm not trying to be offensive or disrespectful. I went to this prophecy and kind of years ago, and the lady was a woman of God. I recognized the Spirit of God working with her. By the way, you know the Spirit of God work with women too? I don't know if somebody believes that. They're joint heirs with Christ. They are sons and daughters. They are fitly joined just like the men are in Christ. They're joined the devil in Christ. They're his sons and daughters. But this lady has the spirit of prophecy and discerning. And you know, in the body of Christ, God can give the nine gifts of spirit to anybody he will in the body. Do you know what the scripture says? He can give anyone severally as he will in the body of Christ. That means women, men, children who are in the body of Christ, he can give any of those nine gifts, the gift of miracle, healing, deliverance, prophecy, all who he wants to. He can give it to whoever he wants to.
Yeah.
And you can't tell him who can do it. You can't tell him who he can't give it to.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I thank my God, he is Lord. And this lady was prophesying to me. It was kind of, I don't even, I was sitting there, and she said, young man, you need to come over here with us. I said, yeah. And I've been to several, four or five churches over the years that told me I need to come over to with them. But when you see that bone shaking confirmation from God, you cannot be moved unless God move you.
Yeah.
You get that? When you see that witness that this work, no matter what people do or what they say, what they don't do, you know where God wants you. And no matter how evil pass, how many people go, people leave, division come, you stand where God puts you. You stand on the testimony. And you don't let people going and coming and don't believe it, it don't move you. You understand that?
Right.
Do you remember when Jesus had 72 disciples and they left him?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
What did the 12 apostles, Jesus turned to them, said, will you go also? Will you leave also? And the 12 said what? Peter says, Lord, where shall we go? Thou have the words of eternal life. So when the Lord places you and establishes you with that bone-shaking, miraculous testimony, no matter what kind of wind comes and blow and try to uproot you, you will not be moved. You may bend, let the wind blow, but it cannot uproot you. This is why so many people get uprooted. Brother, we've seen our fellow believers, so many people get uprooted. When a wind comes and a storm comes, they get uprooted. Now, I'm not condemning, I'm just telling why they get uprooted. They have not received the ample confirmation and witness of heaven where they cannot and will not be uprooted. Oh, Shatta. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't get that, when the strong and the strong wind and the strong wind, it would uproot you. That's why so many people have passed through this work. They've passed through, have been blown away. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But how do you stand when the Bible says, when all you've done, stand therefore? But you have to have this born, revealing witness and witnesses.
Yes.
I said, if you don't get it, the question comes, stand therefore. When you've done all the stand therefore. When Paul says in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, when you've done all the stand, when God has placed you in that stand, when the Holy Ghost has put you in that stand, when God has confirmed and put you in that stand, stand therefore. Until I say otherwise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why I'm still in the Church of Christ, Elijah Mesa, because I had enough stuff come that happened, brother, that it blew me away.
Yeah.
Okay? Because friends and people I know gone. I mean, I'm not condemning them. I'm just saying they gone. They've been blew away. And I want to, they look at me and say, you still standing? Yep. Stand therefore, the Lord says. Hallelujah. When the testing time come, and every Bible, every prophet, everyone in the Bible had these particular tests, from Moses to the end of the chapter of Revelation. John the Beloved was tested. They tried to kill him and boil him in oil, put him on the Isle of Patmos, and did everything to make him renounce, but he would not. Now, when they put John the Beloved in a boil, they tried to kill him and boil him, but they couldn't kill him. So what they do, they put him on the Isle of Patmos with these wild animals and thought that was going to kill him and put him out there by himself on the Isle of Patmos. But the animals couldn't kill him. By himself, only ferocious desert type, that didn't change his testimony, did it?
No.
He didn't take it back, did he? John the Baptist going to the chopping block, he didn't take it back.
Hallelujah.
He just asked Jesus, are you the one, or should I look for another? But he didn't take back his testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're grateful today for those that stand therefore in the grace and power of our Lord. All right. You got somebody trying to get in or something, brother? Sister Helen or Sister, my dear Sister Anderson?
No, they haven't come on yet. I'm waiting. They haven't come on yet.
Well, you know, I understand Friday, family people, husband, children, they have a lot to do. And I really understand it, because when family time come, you know, on the weekend, a lot of time, this is the time that, you know, family. But since this pandemic has come out, it has forced everybody to be a family.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, even though the children are driving you crazy, but it has forced everyone in the home.
Amen. Well, we got one of the sisters coming on now. God bless you, sister. Anderson, how you doing?
I know that was Sister Anderson first. I know, sister.
I'm blessed. Glory to God. I'm blessed.
I know that was Sister Anderson going to be first. Sister Anderson, she outrun everybody. Sister Anderson, she going to run out running.
So thankful. Glory to Jesus.
Do you know? You know what, Brother Nate? When they told the disciples, when the women came, and they were the first one to receive the report that Jesus was risen, and they went and told the disciples, and Scripture says, John outran them all to the tomb. So John, he was the youngest one. He outran Peter and all the rest of them, got to the tomb first. He was first.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Allison, she going to break through and be the first recover.
Amen.
My welcome, Lord. Sister. Welcome.
Hey,
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I heard. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the name.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you.
Oh, Shaki, yes. So under. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank
glory
you.
To the Most High. Jesus is Lord.
Thank
Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
he is. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. No weapon formed against us. The Bible says, in Isaiah 54, I think 6:17-19, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall not prosper, shall not prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, every tongue, no man, a devil, demon, witch, warlock, man, mountain, valley, desert, storm, army, no weapon.
No weapon.
Eco bossy. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against thee shall not prosper. Every tongue, every negative tongue, every false tongue, every demonic tongue, every witchcraft tongue, every storm, every desert, every tornado, every test, every sin curse thing, every wicked thing, every wall that rises against you, every army, every devil storm, every family member, every enemy, every stand and coming shall not stand. For the Lord God is thy sun,
yes,
thy shield, thy rock, and thy defense. Under his wings. Under his wings. Under his wings. Do I trust? No weapon. Not even a pandemic weapon. Not even a plague. Not even a storm. Not an accident. Not no schism. No division. No oppression, no sickness, no temptation, no sorrow, no grief shall not, no enemy. Shataka, hallelujah, shall not prosper or stand against you. Because the Lord is your rock, the Lord is our rock, and our fortress, and our high tower, and our deliverer. Who can overthrow him?
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. God has not decreed any failures for us. God has not decreed any fear, any failures for us. God has not decreed we should be in fear. God has not decreed that I should be in fear. God has not decreed that I should worry. God has not decreed that I should be anxious. He has not. He has not given me the spirit of fear or worry. He has not given us the spirit of worry and anxiety. Glory to God. But he's given us the spirit of faith, power, peace, wisdom, power and might, and a sound mind. During this time, Lord, a sound and a peaceful mind with bone shaking assurance from God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Anna, who done took up enough of your time. Sorry for that. Well, no, I ain't sorry. I ain't sorry. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Let me take that back, you know. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not with all that power going on, brother. Jesus. Yes, Lord. No, I ain't going to apologize for what God want to do. I ain't going to apologize.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Shaka.
Glory.
Well, I see an earthquake. I feel an earthquake that's coming across the area and the far central area of the earth that's coming this way. Therefore, establish yourself and know that Lord, your God is your God. And be not moved, not shaken, for the shaking is not for the him that stand and withstand, for them that standing in dangerous places and
my
need
Lord.
To be moved to the place of safety in Christ. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Great
Hallelujah.
Is our God. Great
Glory
is our God.
Great
Hallelujah.
Is our God.
The Lord
God
is going to do mighty miracles through children and young people.
Yeah.
The Lord is going to do mighty wonders and great words to young people that's going to amaze the world. What he's going to do to young base people. How he's going to, hallelujah. And it's not going to be just in the traditional churches. They're going to shock because it's not in their traditional churches. Sorry about that. No, I ain't sorry. Amen. Thank you. Let me stop saying I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank,
thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Daniel Rogers, we love you. Maybe wherever you're at, Daniel Rogers, we still love you. I don't care what people say about you and what happened to your life and the mistakes you made. We love you, Daniel Rogers. We love you, Steve Martin and Alec Crown over and Sheila Crow and Brother Flowers and Admiral Smith and my Dave Arte. We love you with the love of God anyway. We love you, Larry, Gosha, and Norm. We still love you with the love of God. We fight for you. We fight for your soul and fight for your deliverance. Amen. We fight for your deliverance. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Sister Evangelist, Missionary Lillian Anderson. Sorry, Brother Brother Anderson, I didn't get your permission to say that, but I just had to let it go by. I don't Brother Anderson whooping on me now. No, he ain't gonna do that.
He's good. Yes, I just thank and I praise the Lord for, I don't know, brother, about this fireside chat, because I'm telling you, I was the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost. And I thank and I praise the Lord. And I know, you know, the Lord has been laying on my heart for about a month now. So the witness that Brother Nathaniel got, I know is true. For about a month now, and he keeps bringing back to me the people that was down in Egypt, and the Lord told him to put the blood on the doorpost. You know, that was for everybody. It wasn't for this denomination or that church or that denomination. It was for everybody that wanted to believe and have the opportunity to serve the Lord, to put the blood on the doorpost that they might be spared. This is the time. This is the time and this day right now to put the blood on the doorpost. And the
Hallelujah.
Like of the fruit of the Spirit that's not developed inside of God's people or the people that call themselves of God. I just thank and I praise the Lord. You know,
Hallelujah.
It was given to me about in Isaiah about Hezekiah. When Hezekiah got the word that he was going to die, and Isaiah was the prophet that delivered that message to him. But what did Hezekiah do? He turned his face to the wall and he prayed, and his life was extended for 15 years. And that's what the church needs to do. Or the people of God, or people that call themselves God, need to do. Turn your face, and this is the opportunity to the wall that we might be sanctified. Sanctify.
Yes.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
Sanctify yourself, for I am the Lord thy God. And through this that's going on now, this message is going out. Sanctify yourself, because I am the Lord thy God.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Listen, and I thank and I praise the Lord for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Lord has given us not only the Holy Ghost. You know, we need to pray not only that we receive it, but the Holy Ghost and fire that it be within and within us. And I just thank
I thank him. Amen, sister. Amen. He says to me today, you know, you need to tell them about the Holy Spirit. You need to tell them about to receive the Holy Ghost. And he said this evening, you know, like some things you don't say everything, the Lord be giving you, say, well, you know. But he mentioned today, he said, you need to focus. You need to tell them by receiving the power of the Holy Ghost. And on this broadcast, start telling the people that they need to receive not only Jesus as Savior, but need the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that the Holy Spirit is the focus and the center of everything. Even though the messenger come and direct, you still going to need the Holy Ghost to walk this walk and talk this talk and do this work.
Yeah.
You ain't going to do it, but just by the messenger said, you're going to need that the Holy Ghost, you're going to need him just like Jesus as the Son of Man had the Holy Ghost. Just John the Baptist had the Holy Ghost, and Mary at the Book of Acts, Pentecost, she had to get it. And if she, Mary, got to get it, we got to get it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's so we got to focus on the central point. Jesus said, I will give you another comforter, even the Holy Ghost, which shall guide you, direct you, empower you, inspire you, reveal to you, and teach you, and walk with you, and not forsake you. He's the Holy Ghost, the person of the Holy Ghost. And that's why we need to focus more on the Holy Spirit. Thank you. John the Baptist cannot come except the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He has to come by the power of the living God. Angels move by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I read the record of Nephi, and I started reading the record of Nephi when Jesus Christ appeared to his other sheep on the land of America, and he spake a lot about the Holy Spirit, and I was surprised. I went back and rehearsed how much he mentioned the water baptism and repentance and faith, and he mentioned the Holy Spirit as he led to them to being converted and repentance and to water baptism. And so he would let them know that the Holy Spirit was the more perfect, complete way. In fact, it was even more important than the water baptism, because a lot of people have been water baptized. But if you want to win, if you're going to win, you're going to succeed, you're going to need more than the water.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes,
I said, the water is the beginning. I said, but you're going to need more than the water if you're going to win.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you're going to need the baptism of the Holy Ghost if you're going to win. If you want to win the battle and the joining and end, you're going to need that in the Holy Ghost, because Jesus himself showed us the perfect example when he went to be baptized with water. And John the Baptist was born with the Holy Ghost from his mother womb. And there's a reason why John the Baptist was the only man recorded that when he was born as a baby, he already had the Holy Ghost in him. Now, that was the miraculous thing that was setting us to know something important between the old and the new. John the Baptist was born, received the Holy Ghost while he was in his mother's womb. Can you imagine that, Brother Nate, that when Elizabeth went to the house and John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost, and when he met Jesus in Mary, these two babies, one baby was in Elizabeth and one baby was in Mary. And when they got together, and when baby John in the womb and baby Jesus, when they made connection, boy, then the Holy Ghost came and bear witness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They had a Holy Ghost meeting right there. they had their own Pentecost. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. I thank the Lord. I've been, keeping my immune system strong and building and keeping my immune system strong. And I've been building and doing what God says requires as a defense in my physical and my defense in the spiritual. See, I got two defense, one in the spiritual, one in the physical, and one in the spiritual. The one in the spiritual is greater, but the one in the physical, in the natural, is also mm-hmm. important. So I keep my immune system up, powerful by, you know, drinking my aloe vera, my alkaline water, and my propolis and my seagrass, and then the Lord kicks in faith and wisdom and power. And now I got double covering. I call it double coverage. Amen. Amen. So all of the people, I want to say this, get it off, that everybody on Facebook that asking for prayer, and there's a lot of people on Facebook asking for prayer because they have coronavirus 19 in the hospital, and so there's a lot of people on Facebook be asking for pray for me, pray for them. And my reply to them, first of all, what is the priority? The first thing you ask them, not about their physical healing. The first thing you ask them about their spiritual healing.
My Lord. Jesus.
Because even if they don't survive presently, the most important thing they need to do is to get ready, ready for that passport to heaven, to be ready.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And so the physical healing is not... It's not first. It's important. Everybody want to live. I understand that. But what good is going to live if you're still going to live outside of Christ? And and the first thing when you address that people that are dying, you say, are you been healed spiritually? Have you your spirit been redeemed?
Yeah.
Therefore, you are ready for heaven just in case you don't stay here physically.
Yes.
Do you get it? So people don't forget the most important thing when you pray for people. You say, pray for me physically. I got the corona. No, yeah, do that. Do that. But the priority is to make sure they're ready for heaven.
Well,
anybody disagree? Anybody disagree with that?
No, no disagree. I agree.
Amen.
Because if you don't physically survive, you have made sure your passport is ready for the greatest healing to be ready to meet your maker and ready for heaven. And that's more important than the physical healing. I've said it again. The spiritual healing is more important than the physical, even though God gives us both. But see, everyone can spiritually heal, but everyone is not going to be physically healed.
Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't say they can't. I said they won't.
Amen.
They won't. Because sooner or later, you still have to leave. Sooner or later, you still have to leave, whether you got the virus or not. Whether you got the virus, even if you get well and live some more years, you still got to leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have an appointment to leave. Whether you stay a few years long and be healed, you still, Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he still left.
Yes.
He still died.
Right.
So even if you are sick and got cancer, I was looking at the Facebook where the 8-year-old boy had so many cancer on his brain. He was 8 years old, and he beat it, and he survived. God's purpose. God's plan, and that cancer couldn't take him out. And he had all kind of brain cancers. But he lifted his hand, and he was 8 years old, and he lifted his hand for Jesus, and he said, I survived. I made it.
Yes.
The devil didn't win in that case. He said, God's got other plans for me. God has a purpose for me. Now, when these people ask for prayer on Facebook, I say, yes, I will pray, but I want to get to the most important part. Are you prepared to meet your maker?
Yes.
See, we got to ask the necessary question. We got to confront people with the real need. We can't omit that. We can't let our emotions run ahead of us. We got to let understanding what is called revelation truth. Do you want your spiritual healing? And be prepared to meet God just in case you go tomorrow.
Yes.
Just in case you go next week. No matter what the corona, whether you got the corona or not, you got a corona called sin. You got a corona, you got sin, which is the worst virus, Brother Nate.
Yes.
Yeah. Born in sin. That's the worst virus everybody had, right? Everybody had this virus, didn't
they? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fallen. Everyone got a virus called sin. If you don't get rid of that sinful nature, you should surely perish. So that's the corona you want to address first.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like me. I just get to the point. I ain't going to grease the paint. I'm just going to get to the paint now. I love you anyhow. All right. Is that somebody else on the line?
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless
you,
Sister Helen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Sister, speak up.
All right. I couldn't get on the line tonight, but I finally got through on my phone. And I thank the Lord, you know, for it. And I just thank the Lord for all things. And, you know, I just thank the Lord, you know, for how he's been allowed me to be able, you know, to even witness, you know, to people on Facebook, and, you know, and they got in a conversation, you know, about the Book of Mormon, and, you know, and was, you know, disputing was it true or not, and then one man, you know, he asked for a Book of Mormon, he gave his address and everything, and, you know, and I said I was going to send him a record of the Nephite, and one lady, she was saying that she read the Book of Mormon, and she said she didn't see anything wrong with it, and she was saying that it was in Jesus Christ,
Here's the thing about this, yeah, which you have to be very wise. You have to be very wise in wisdom. When they come to me like about the Book of Mormon, I say, "Well, I tell them I really don't represent the Book of Mormon, and I don't have the Book of Mormon, and I can't give you the Book of Mormon, but I can give you the true revelation, the record of Nephi that God revealed." I said, "Now, the Book of Mormons belongs to another group, and I'm not a part of that group, and I don't acknowledge that being the record that God brought forth. I recognize the true revelation of God in the record of the Nephites." And I try to explain, and I try to focus on what the Bible says about that revelation that God would speak in the latter days about the history of the Indian. And so I try to do this in a wise way, because it gets very confusing. Because the Mormon had such a bad reputation, and the Book of Mormon has some mistakes and some errors in it. So I don't, we don't have, the Church of Christ don't have the Book of Mormon. We have the Record of Nephi, okay? And we have to make that crystal clear to people, especially when you're talking to other people and Christians, because they know the negative part. Most of them know the negative history associated with some failings of Joseph Smith. So I tell them I represent Jesus. I don't represent Mormon. I don't represent Catholic. I don't represent none of that. Islam, who I really represent. And I believe the Bible is God's word and most important witness. It is not the only witness, I tell them, but it's the first and the more important witness that we got from God. And I says, and I tell them about the other witness, the Record of Nephi that God did with the Indians. It is the true witness. And I don't give any credence or any representation to a book called Mormon.
Uh-huh.
That's how I deal with it. And that's the more accurate. If y'all got a better picture of it, y'all tell me.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Nate, help me out.
Yeah.
Man.
I agree, because we have to call it what God calls it.
The Record of Nephi.
Because it's amazing the message that he comes straight out and said this is what it would be called. Of the simple fact that the name that, you know, and even some people in the church was coming adapted to that name of being called the Book of Mormon. And so the Lord had to send the messenger to straighten this out. This is what it will be called. Because it's so misleading, you know, because you know when the Mormons have the Book of Mormon, they've taken so many words, changed this, changed that, because I know, Sister Helen, I know, remember this, remember Brother LaJuan had that Book of Mormon, and remember he wanted to read it in service.
Yeah.
Remember it had all those change of words in it, and I remember y'all was talking to him and telling him, said, no, you don't need to do that, because they took it and they changed words here and there. And so, you know, that's the thing. And me and Brother Lee was talking a few days ago on a series, you know, hopefully soon that we're going to go into where that's going to have to be brought up. When you get into the work of the restoration and restoring, that has to be brought up and that has to be told to the people, the difference between the true and the false. You know,
and
dealing with that area. So it has to go into because if you don't go into that constantly is going to be something where it will cause a man to stumble.
Yeah.
It is a great stumbling block to this work. And I try to correct it and associate. That's why when I talk to people, I say, but wait a minute, you got me mistaken. I'm not a Mormon. I have no attachment with Mormonism or curses. No, I'm sorry. You got me wrong. But I said I have no attachment with anything there with Mormonism. I'm sorry. I'm not a part of that. God's not a part of that. He's not a part of the Catholic Church and that catechism and all that in Islam. I said, no, the Lord does not represent. So I try to, you know, I stay away from anything that we're not a part of. I tell them I love all them people. I love the Mormons, the Hindus. I love them. I said, but they're on a false foundation. They're walking on a false revelation. I said, the Book of Mormon is not representing the last day witness. I said, God, I got the correct and the pure, authentic revelation in the Record of Nephi, and the Book of Mormon is full of holes and full of misrepresentations. And so I don't represent that to people. I'm just trying to get. I don't represent that to me. When the Mormon missionary come into my house, they said, "Oh, you got the Book of Mormon." I said, "Well, I heard about the Book of Mormon. I said, but I don't accept that." And I said, "And I tell you the reason why I can't accept it. And I don't represent it. I don't speak of it. So I just try to be clear with that, and so that we don't misrepresent something that God has already rejected. See, God has rejected that." And God has rejected all that. And see, he's rejected all that the Mormons do. He rejects what is not built on the foundation. He rejects the Roman Catholic, Hindu. All that stuff is He loves the people. And he cares about many good people are in these things. They are blind, deceived, in error. And they're standing on a false foundation. God knows their heart, knows their desire, but they're standing on a false foundation. So I make it very clear when I go among them where I stand. And what is the foundation I stand on? That's very clear, because the restoration has a tendency not to make these things very clear. They have a tendency, well, you know. No, ain't no well, no. Either you're on a false foundation or you're on the true foundation. You can't be both. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, sister. You was trying to turn him onto the true revelation.
We got about 6 minutes left.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Sister Helen. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I got his address and everything. He lived in Kansas, and I'm supposed to be sending him a record of the Nephi.
Yeah, you go back and try to explain to him a little the difference.
Okay.
Because if you don't explain it to him, I found out if you don't really learn the history. Why the Lord rejected? Why did the Lord reject them? Why did he reject the reorganized? Why did he reject even the temple lot? So you got to know why he rejected them and let the person know God has rejected that. God does not accept that. He loved those people, and some of them love him. But they are in gross error on a false foundation. And so you have to make that crystal clear that it's not the same. And what God has rejected, he has rejected.
Amen.
And so I'm not ashamed, and I love the Catholic people, and I go among them, and I say, I know some of y'all really love God, but let me tell you about the foundation that you're standing on. It's not a foundation that God accepts. And if you don't tell them that, they'll believe a false thing. That's why I tell a man, when I come take the angel message, I say, no, no, I am not a Mormon. I say, you got this wrong, brother. I ain't got no part with that stuff. I'm sorry. Not me. And I'll tell anybody, I love those people, and I pray for those people. I said, but I have no part with what God rejects.
Amen.
And you have to be bold, because so much deception is a lie. And then we have not been clear on this. And the message 12 said God has rejected all works and creeds that are gone away from the word of the Lord and called it an abomination. See, I tell you, God said it's abomination. Message 12 and 4. So you have to make that clear. Very clear. And you help them from getting in confusion. Okay? And because, amen. So I thought I'll add that to there, because then the next thing they'll think you a Mormon. The sister Helen, she's a Mormon. And they're, oh, my God, she's into that occult. And she's into dad. Oh, she's one of them. And she's that. And you get attached. Make it clear. That's all I say. Make it clear. Make it distinctly clear. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the Church of Christ of Elijah Muhammad has not made this clear. This is one of their failings. This is one of their big failings. That's why when you look in the encyclopedia, when they give this history in your encyclopedia, they give this bad taste to Joseph Smith. And I tell the people, I'm not a Joseph Smith fan. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I'm a Jesus fan, because I'm a Christ fan. Don't hook me up with that stuff. Don't hook me with that. I'm sorry, I can't get hooked up with that. I'm gonna turn you to the gospel and the Bible, and then later on when you can read it, I'm gonna explain to you about the word of the Lord and the other record. To bear witness to the truth. But you gotta focus on that Bible. Focus on that Bible first. You gotta focus on the Holy Spirit. You can't focus too much on the messenger. You gotta focus on Christ as Lord and the Holy Spirit. That's the proper priority. Brother Nate, straighten me out as we go. Straighten me out.
You don't have to do that, brother. I'm with you on that one. I'm with you on that one.
Okay. All right then. Well, send me to tomatoes then. Good work, Sister Helen. You're always doing a good work, and it's always good. You need to give them the testimony of that woman that talked to Helen, that former Mormon. You need to send the testimony that sister that Sister Stella talked to. That lady, that's the testimony you need to give them.
Okay.
Why did she have to come out of Mormonism? Why do many of them have come out of Mormonism, Roman Catholicism? Why did they have to come out of that? Amen. They had to flee that, because God brought them out of that.
Yes,
he led them out of that. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, we love you. Everybody out there, make your decision for Jesus today. If you got a pandemic, make your decision for Jesus while you're laying on your bed. Say, Lord Jesus, save me, a sinner. Come into my heart. Spiritually heal me, Lord. Make me ready for heaven. Whether I live any longer, make me ready for heaven. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. We thank God for all of you listening to this broadcast. We thank God for the movement of his spirit on this broadcast. And once again, don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Once again, for Brother Lee and Brother Nate, Sister Teague and Sister Anderson, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
God bless.